Hello， 各位听众大家好，欢迎收听台湾排笛月报之李俊廷排笛会客室，我是你们的主持人李俊廷 David Ting。 在开始我们的节目之前呢，别忘了在我的 YouTube 频道按赞订阅加分享，也记得打开小铃铛，让自己不会错过精彩节目，也可以在底下留言分享你们收听之后的心得和感想。 OK， 让我们开始吧。 Oh yeah。本集的来宾呢，我邀请到一位我的好朋友，是一位很年轻而且又有才华的排笛演奏家、双簧管演奏家、作曲家，年纪大我5岁，今年才28。怎么笑得那么开心啊，真是的。你也知道我在唬烂。我们真实的年龄其实已经到了保温瓶里面要放枸杞的年纪了。他是来自芬兰的排笛演奏名家 Stefan Stangio， 虽然他很年轻，但是他吹奏的年资却非常的久，而且拥有相当丰富的演奏还有唱片的资历。有在关注我的朋友一定也在我的频道看过他。在2019年的圣诞节的时候，当时我发了一则李俊廷排笛会客室圣诞特辑的影片，他正好是其中一位演奏家。而且啊，有留意到他的名字会发现有一个 Stangio 这个字，素有排笛界 Paronini 美誉的排笛大师 Simeon Sivinx Stangio 正是 Steven 的表叔。一个家族出了两位排笛大师，真的很厉害。那今天呢，他将会介绍两首曲子。在开始之前，我们让他跟大家问声好还有自我介绍吧。
大家好 David， 大家好 Daivan。
I'm glad that you invited me to your show David， and I'm happy to be here with all the Taiwanese pan flute enthusiasts。 So let me introduce myself to your audience David。 My name is Stefan Stangio and I come from Finland。 Actually my mother is Finnish and my father is Romanian。 I've been playing the pan flute for almost 30 years and I have had the opportunity to play of course in Finlandbut also abroad. I was happy to meet you 1 year ago in Taiwan when I was concerting there, and I'm looking forward to the next year to see you again in 2021. So we wanted me to tell something more about my music. Well, mostly I play classical music, and in addition to that, I play folk music, world music, electronic music, and pop music. As a child,I mostly played some schlagers and pop music, but after I started to also to learn the flute and the oboe, my music went more into classical music. I've recorded about 10 albums until now, and half of those are classical music, and the rest are mostly schlagers and pop music. I've recorded until now about 10 albums, of which half isclassical music and half is pop and schlager music. Maybe my next album could be more into world music and folk music and especially Taiwanese music.
大家好 David， 大家好台湾，很开心能够与台湾的排笛爱好者问声好。让我向所有 David 的听众介绍一下自己，我是 Stefan Stangio， 来自芬兰。实际上我的母亲是芬兰人，我的父亲是罗马尼亚人，我吹奏排笛几乎已经30年了，我很开心可以在芬兰以及海外演奏。一年前我有机会在台湾演奏，2021年我也将会造访台湾与大家见面。来谈谈我的音乐吧，我演奏古典音乐、民俗音乐、世界音乐、电子音乐以及流行音乐。在之后呢，我还学习了长笛以及双簧管，这使我的演奏更加进入古典音乐。到目前为止，我已经发行了10张排笛演奏专辑，有一半是古典音乐，另一半是流行音乐。或许下一张专辑我想要增加一点世界音乐的元素，或是民俗音乐的元素。更特别的是，说不定还会有台湾音乐的元素。 在介绍他的音乐之前呢，先说说我和他的缘分吧。应该可以从两则 YouTube 的影片说起。第一则影片是一个电视台的节目内容，当时还担任警察的他，对，他当过警察，在2002年与他的同仁一同受邀到电视台演出，当时他担任排笛独奏，他的同仁用管乐团以及军鼓的编制作为伴奏，其实有点像是军乐队的那种感觉。哇，当时觉得这位演奏家的音色以及处理乐句的方式都很有自己的风格，是在其他的演奏家当中很少有的，我相当喜欢。当初发现这则影片也算是我初次与 Steven 的接触，而这个影片呢，日后也变成我向别人介绍他的时候，一直都会拿出来推荐的首选影片，也借此影响更多的人。而另一则影片现在已经被移除了，我还特别跟他要了当时的影片，但是很可惜的是，他再三搜寻那则影片，也都确定遗失了。但是呢，我仍然记得那则影片，我是看到 Steven 自拍，他独自在一个教室示范吹奏排笛的基本功是如何练习的。当时对我来说，觉得好像挖到宝一样，就觉得哇，这是一个很好的训练，我应该也必须拥有这么稳健的基本功才行。于是当时也根深蒂固了我基本功至上的这个想法。其实在排笛的学习道路上呢，光基本功这一点，它其实也影响了我很多。来说说最近吧。几年前我的一次脸书直播上，当时嘉义博爱国小的蔡学仁老师，同时也是一位竹笛演奏家的他，刚好在直播中收听到我的节目，被我所推荐的音乐所深深吸引。而那个音乐呢，就是 Steven 2002年在电视节目所演奏的那首曲子，也就是我刚刚说的第一个 YouTube 影片。缘分就是这么奇妙哈。在2018年的年底， Steven 在这位蔡老师的促成下，应嘉义国际管乐节的邀请，来到台湾展开演出以及一系列的推广活动。其中呢，在嘉义国际管乐节的开幕音乐会上面，很荣幸的，我也在嘉义市管乐团指挥曾英安老师的邀请下，担任 Steven 为嘉义管乐节谱曲，而且算是排笛史上最长的排笛协奏曲首演的曲目，作为导聆。这是一个很特别的机缘以及很棒的回忆，至今呢我都觉得相当珍贵。既然他来过台湾呢，我觉得可以让他简单分享一下2018年他来到台湾的感觉。
Last year I had the opportunity to come to Taiwan, to Chiayi City, and to play with the Chiayi City Wind Orchestra and also another concert with a great Chinese bamboo flute player Chai Shuechen. These concerts and projects really showed thatPan flute is really suitable to Chinese, Taiwanese, Asian music and is in the same time really enjoyable to play them as well. In addition to these concerts, it was lovely to see also other cities like Taichung City, Taipei and Kenting. The local food and of course the oolong tea, they were something yummy yummy. The most memorable thing was in this trip, I thinkThe Alishan train, the Alishan mountain, and especially how low were those clouds. We just walked through the clouds.
2018年呢，我有机会到台湾嘉义市与嘉义市管乐团一起演奏，还有另一场与很棒的中国竹笛演奏家蔡学仁的音乐会。这些音乐会也展现了排笛这个乐器很适合吹奏中国音乐、台湾音乐、亚洲音乐。除了音乐会之外，也很高兴能够造访台中、台北、垦丁以及其他地方，品尝当地的美食，还有乌龙茶 Yummy Yummy。 这次旅行其中一个比较难忘的是，我们走过了许多相当壮观的高山，也就是阿里山。当我们走过去的时候，可以看到云层是有多么的低。好，以上是 Steven 来到台湾的一个简单的心得，那接下来回来谈谈他这次的音乐吧。这次呢，总共有两首曲子，当然我也想借此机会呢推广一下台湾的音乐。 2018年，当时他与蔡老师在嘉义高中有一场音乐会。那这个音乐会当中呢，有一首曲子啊，是台湾的知名台语老歌，叫做《河边春梦》。其实作为一个老外呢，吹奏台湾的乐曲，而且演奏的那么好，完全可以展现他对音乐独到的理解以及对乐曲的敏锐度。那另外一首呢，是在这个当前啊全球疫情的笼罩之下，他借由音乐的力量来向大家加油并且打打气。好，接下来呢，让 Steven 亲自为大家分享一下这两首曲子。
The first song would be called Melancholic Improvisation. Me and a couple of my friends made a virtual improv collective where we improvise and then we put to YouTube our videos. And all these are in these sorrow times of coronavirus. And in this song, we improvised the sadness, the sorrowness of this terrible disease.Stay home, stay safe. In this improvisation, I play with Tuure Paalanen, who plays the violoncello. I think these two instruments go really well together. What do you think?
我和我的朋友一同制作了一个即兴的合奏作品，并且放在 YouTube 上。这首歌叫做《忧郁的即兴》，主要是在大家对抗新冠肺炎这个艰难的时期，希望用这个忧郁的即兴消灭因新冠病毒而产生的悲伤，并且呼吁大家留在家里并保持安全。在这个即兴当中，我和大提琴演奏家 Tora Porin 一起即兴合奏，我觉得排笛和大提琴一起演奏是非常棒的，你们觉得呢？
And the second song is called A Romantic Dream by the River. And it's an old Taiwanese traditional song. And here I play it with Chai Shui Chen. And this is also from YouTube. Here you can see how the pan flute and the Chinese bamboo flute suit well together.
第二首我想介绍一首曲子叫做《河边春梦》。 这是一首很老的台湾传统歌曲，台语老歌，我与蔡学仁一起演奏。这个排笛与中国竹笛合奏的曲子， 同样也可以在YouTube听得到。 Stephen的两首歌曲呢， 现在让我们来听他谈谈他学排笛的历程吧， 究竟是什么样的环境 造就他这么优秀的演奏。
My first pan flute lesson was when I was 7 years old. My father taught me, who is an accordionist, a keyboard player, and also played the pan flute. When I was about 14 years old, I started to play the flute in a music institution in Finland. And after that, I started also to play the oboe. And these two instruments were total only classical music. So from there, I started to play with pan flute also, mainly classical music. As proceeding to music high school, music university, I played both oboe and the pan flute, and mainly classical music. I had teachers who taught also the oboe and pan flute in a way that how should I play with pan flute so that it's as much as possible in the style of classical music. Chamber music teachers taught me also how to play with other groups with pan flute so that it blends as much as possible together. After graduating from the first music university, I applied to next one, and then I had as my major folk music, and especially Finnish folk music. I wanted to learn how to play better world music and Finnish folk music with pan flute and how to blend in with other instruments. In addition to that, I wanted to learn and to make electronic music with pan flute. We could call that electric folk music. Nowadays, I also compose a lot and making music to pan flute and to other instruments. For instance, when I was visiting Taiwan last time, I had the opportunity to play my own concerto for pan flute and wind orchestra. I could say that I have played in my life many styles of music, and I still love learning new styles, new cultures, and every day, day by day, trying to be a better pan flute player.
我七岁的时候开始学习排笛，身为手风琴演奏家，同时也演奏排笛的父亲，开始教导我。大概十四岁的时候，我开始在芬兰的音乐机构当中演奏长笛，同时我也开始演奏双簧管。这两种乐器完全是古典音乐，所以在那个时候呢，我排笛主要也在吹奏古典音乐。到了音乐高中及音乐大学的时候，我演奏了双簧管和排笛，而且主要也是演奏古典音乐。我有一个同时教排笛同时也教双簧管的老师，也在这个过程中教导我如何尽可能的在排笛上面演奏古典音乐，而室内乐的老师同时也教导我如何与其他的乐团一起演奏，并且尽可能的融合在一起。毕业于第一所音乐大学之后，我申请了下一个大学，而这次我主修民俗音乐，特别是芬兰的民间音乐。我想要学习如何更好的演奏世界音乐以及芬兰民间音乐，还有如何与其他乐器很融合的合奏。此外，我想学习如何制作排笛的电子音乐，我们都称呼这个为电子民俗音乐。现在我也写了很多曲子给排笛及其他乐器，例如上一次我造访台湾的时候，我有一个机会去演奏我为排笛及管乐团所写的协奏曲。我可以说我这一生演奏过相当多种风格的音乐，我仍然喜欢学习新的风格、新的文化，而每一天我都想要做一个更好的排笛演奏家。哇，听完 Steven 的分享呢，真的觉得他的学习历程非常的丰富而且充实。那接下来呢， Steven 将要给所有学习排笛的同学们一些小小的建议，通通都是干货，大家赶快做笔记吧。
I would like to give you all who are learning the pan flute an advice.Try to learn all the basic things first. Do not rush into learning too quick. Take time in learning well how to breathe and how to move the instrument. Take time to learn where each tube is situated. Take time how to play long notes beautifully before trying to play fast movements. Enjoy the sound and listen to every note you play. There are many ways of playing the pan flute.Try to listen as much as possible also to other instruments playing music and try to listen to many music styles. We can play with pan flute in many styles. For instance, we can play many different vibratos, not always the same folkloric vibrato. Different cultures use different vibratos, use different tonguing, use different emphases. Try to find how you can respect those styles and make it that it sounds good with your instrument. If you like classical music, remember to play it with that style. You could, for instance, take lessons from a classical flute player and try to learn how, in what style, the teacher plays Baroque music, how he or she plays modern music, and so on. Try to learn the style correct. Don't mix folk music with classical music unless you are doing it on purpose with a good taste. If you are playing pop music, if you are playing folk music, if you are playing classical music, or if you are playing jazz music, remember to dig deeper into that style, how it should be played. Remember to listen a lot to other instruments and different versions of that song. But do not try to imitate with palm flute other instruments directly. Palm flute is palm flute, and other instruments are other instruments. Palm flute is a versatile and suits to many kinds of music as long as we know how to respect those styles.
首先，尝试先学习基本的知识，不要急着学太多东西。花时间好好学习如何呼吸和如何移动乐器，花时间去了解每根管子的位置。在尝试快速吹奏之前，花一点时间学会如何优美的吹奏长音，享受这个声音，聆听自己演奏的每一个音符。吹排笛有很多种方法，尽量多听其他乐器演奏的音乐，也尽量多听多种音乐风格。我们可以用排笛演奏许多不同的风格，例如我们可以演奏许多不同的颤音，而不是总是用同一种颤音。不同的文化使用不同的语汇，有不同的颤音，不同的吐舌，不同的强弱，不同的重拍分配。试着找出如何尊重这些风格，并使你的乐器听起来恰当而且还不错。如果你喜欢古典音乐，记得用那种风格演奏它。例如你可以向古典长笛演奏者学习，学习老师是如何演奏巴洛克风格的音乐，以及他如何演奏现代音乐等等。试着学习正确的风格，不要把民间音乐和古典音乐混为一谈，除非你是刻意的、有品味的。你在演奏流行音乐也好，演奏民间音乐也好，演奏古典音乐或爵士音乐都好，记住要深入挖掘那种风格应该要怎么演奏，记得多听其他乐器和那首歌的不同版本，但不要试图直接用排笛模仿其他乐器。排笛是排笛，其他乐器是其他乐器。只要我们现在知道如何尊重那些风格，那么排笛是千变万化，而且很广泛，适合多种音乐。好久啊，今天这集，但是呢 CP 值超高，干货满满。其实对我来说，他给的这些资讯呢还有建议非常的实用。排笛就是一个非常独特的乐器，真的很难跟其他的管乐器一起比拟。所以我希望在学习排笛这条道路上的同学们，除了听自己老师的意见以外，其实也不妨多听听其他大师的建议，好的东西都值得学习。所以黎俊廷排笛会客室就是在建立一个像这样子的平台，让大家多听听各种大师的意见，这里总有一款最适合自己的演奏法，无论是杀人灭口或是居家旅行必备良药，而且还很好听哦。好，各位听众，如果有什么心里话或是一些问题想要问 Steven 的话，欢迎在底下留言，我保证他一定会来看的。好的，再次感谢大家的收听，希望大家会喜欢今天的节目内容，请持续锁定台湾排笛月报之李俊廷排笛会客室及我的 YouTube 频道。各位晚安，拜拜。
赞 and 谢谢。